What I'm going to be doing now is talk briefly about my book and the book myself and Craig brought out this year. I'm going to be really brief, hopefully leaving you wanting more, and hopefully you'll go and buy the book, so I'm not going to miss the quick marketing opportunity. Basically, we produced this book over the last couple of years, and it came out in 2012. Basically, the reason that we wrote the book, myself and Craig taught a module in marketing at the MSc level, and it's focusing around tourism, hospitality, events and foods. Now, as we've been teaching the module over the last few years, what we've identified is, for us, there's a lack of relevant materials. What we see is hospitality marketing, in particular, borrowing from other traditions. So what we wanted to do is to basically recognise that the traditional approach to marketing still provides a good foundation and a strategic approach to hospitality marketing. But what we need to do is to be able to develop a framework that sort of complements this traditional approach. So if you think about our industry is very, very specific. It's about people. It's about offering experiences. It's about using our industry for celebration as part of reward. It becomes something very, very special. So what we felt is that we needed to develop a framework that enabled us to really understand what we're actually doing. So it's a really simple book, okay, because I'm a simple person. And what we've done is to break it down into different aspects. Okay. So one thing before I start is I hate technology and how technology hates me, so this may not work. Oh, see, it does. So what we've got is we've got three themes. Okay. Now, if you think about it, if you want to be an effective marketeer, what you need to do is to understand your product. Now, we feel that sometimes the discussions and our understanding of the product is sometimes too generic. We need to understand the significance of it for us. We need to understand what it means in terms of cultures, in terms of how it fits into societies, and how individuals interact with the experience of hospitality and the experience of food. So what we've done is to, in the first section of the book, was to sort of try to unpack this idea of hospitality marketing, what hospitality means. So we sort of developed this. Now, my background's a little bit strange, is that I don't come from a traditional hospitality background, but my background is sort of much more of a social anthropological basis. So in this first section, as I sort of dug down and looked at the significance of food and hospitality, and that if we're going to develop and sell a product, we really need to know what that product means to us. It's not just a meal. It's not just a place of food. There is significance behind what we're doing, what we're providing, how we're providing service. It's more than just fall for food or just provide in terms of providing accommodation or just providing shelter. It's about providing an experience. So the first section of the book sort of starts to understand how we find meaning in the hospitality and food experience. Okay. The second part, again, if you think you want to be an effective marketer, is to basically understand the people that you are selling your product to. So the second section of the book basically looks at how the customer buys the product, how they find meaning in it, how they use it as part of their identity, what values they bring to the process, about how they use hospitality and food as part of their identity, but also thinking about the knowledge that they bring to that process as well. So first part is very much about understanding experience. This is sort of taking a much more in-depth understanding of the customer. So again, we're sort of building that through. And the final one is about trying to understand about our responsibility as marketeers, what we're trying to sell. So within this, we deal things about the idea of corporate social responsibility, how that links in to what consumers are looking for. So there's lots of research that shows that if you've got two chocolate bars, both of those chocolate bars are similar, both of them are similar prices, but one is green, organic, fair trade, then as consumers, we're much more likely to choose that. So if we look in the hospitality industry, is that, for example, is Marriott has recognised the significance of their corporate social responsibility, not just in terms of ethics, but also how it fulfills a niche and an element of the overall marketing activities and process. It enables them to position themselves in a particular position. So what we do is to try and understand about the ethics of what we're doing, about how we look at sustainability as part of hospitality marketing and product development, and basically the role of the marketeer as moral guardian. So that's the sort of three films. So what we came up with at the end of it was sort of a manifesto for tourism, hospitality and an event and food marketing. It's worth, firstly, is to recognise that hospitality is not just a business activity, but it is actually underpinned by cultural significance, and it becomes part of our culture, becomes expressions of culture. And we need to recognise that products need to differ and that marketing needs to differ across cultures. Secondly, we need to understand the complex relationship between the product and the consumer. If we can do that, we could be much more effective in terms of choosing the right images, the right words, the right phrases, and the right means of communication. To recognise that marketing is a really complex subject, it's multidisciplinary. You know, from today, you know, you've got all of these different subjects, from HR to economics to sort of the cultural stuff on my side. It becomes, you know, it's in its nature needs to be thought of as a disciplinary subject. Also, it's about understanding how individuals interpret marketing text and trying to understand about how we read and understand the stuff that we're actually looking at, how we interact with marketing text. So I think that our reaction to this is that at one level, in traditional marketing, we've got sort of a very sort of comprehensive sort of approach to demographics and segmentation. What this does is adds another layer to it. And finally, this idea is that we need to be responsible for what we do. So fundamentally, that's what the book is about. We're not dismissing traditional marketing debates, but what we're arguing that in order to be more successful, to be more efficient, we need to understand the complexity of the product that we're selling and the relationship that we as consumers have to that product. So there we are. That's the basics of it. So I realise I need to go to lunch. Okay, thank you.